Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We talk about, of course, it's the name of the podcast, we talk about the church in history. But we also have to be reminded that the church also is in the present. And someday there will be a church history written about this moment in which we live. So church history is, as it were, being written right now. Well, I have a special guest with us on this episode, and it's Dr. Tim Kazee. You're part of a ministry, Frontline Missions International. In fact, this year is the 25th anniversary of that mission. You're also the writer and producer of Dispatches from the Front, the video series, and that's also available as a book. So you are right there on the front lines. You take the gospel to hard-to-reach places, and you also have seen the gospel advance in restricted areas. So of the many stories, I think you use this expression, and we're catching up with you here at a conference that you're speaking at. I think you use this expression of sovereign surprises. Yes. So of the many sovereign surprises, can you just share with us a story or two of the advance of the gospel?
Not long ago, I was on the northern border of Cambodia, where Laos, Vietnam come together, an area called Ratanakiri, and the gospel has come to this tribal area just 20 years ago among tribes such as the Jirai, the Krung, the Tampuan, the Brow. And 20 years ago, most of these groups did not even have a written language. And now linguists have come in, missionaries have come in, gave them an alphabet, gave them the Bible, which has driven literacy among these Christian groups, has driven evangelism and the growth of the church in these areas. And it's beautiful to see how they are now also taking the gospel across borders in that particular region, especially in terms of outreach into Laos. And now those schools are run entirely taught by the Krung people or the Jirai. They each have their own mother tongue schools now. It is neat to see how literacy has grown in these areas in a place that 20 years ago didn't even have a written language.
Couldn't even read and write.
And I love this passage in 1 Corinthians 1, where God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
You know, thank you for sharing the story of that text, especially as well. You feature these folks in one of your videos and dispatches from the front. And we saw it here at this conference, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And someday, as the church histories are written about the 21st century, we're going to read about these folks, and we're going to read about the gospel advance in those, in that area.
One thing that struck me in this setting, and it's more of a church history application, but my missionary friend was pointing out, we'd just been in a beautiful service among the Krung people, and we went as far as the road would take us. We went to the end of the road.
Literally, the end of the road.
There was a hut there with a cross on it.
Oh, wow.
Gathered and worshiped and shared in the Lord's Supper and opened the Word together. And as we're leaving, my friend pointed out that these people are despised. They're called the monkeys of the jungle. They're the most marginalized people in this society. But God chose what is weak and despised to shame the mighty. So the gospel has come to them, and God is using them mightily among their own people and in cross-border work. And my missionary friend pointed this out. He said, imagine centuries to come, perhaps God would use the Krung, this group of marginalized tribes, to advance His name to the ends of the earth.
So, that's exciting. It's an exciting way to think about history, and it's an exciting way to think about what God is doing now and right now. Well, thank you, Dr. Kazee. Appreciate your being with us and appreciate your work. Well, that was Dr. Kazee reminding us of the advance of the gospel around the world in our own day. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening for 5 minutes in Church History.
Well, we have time for a quote. This from David Wells. He writes, "It is this God, majestic and holy in his being, this God whose love knows no bounds because his holiness knows no limits. This God has disappeared from the modern evangelical world."